Hey, this is Rebecca, Program Manager for PARAX Radio Network. You're listening to Blood Noir Audio Drama on PARAX and Anchor.
Yes?
Oh, hi. My name is Hannah Bay. From the Gazette Times. The newspaper. You called us, remember?
Ah, yes, of course. Come inside, please. My name is Odell Seether. I run this organization.
Yes, so you've said on the phone. A secret organization that has controlled all media and manipulated all history for more than 100 years. Look, I'm not big into conspiracy theories, so I'm having a hard time believing your claims.
And what claims were they?
Well, you said that you are a part of an organization calling themselves Wormwood Prophets Society, and you worship a godlike creature that has been slowly taking over humanity.
I said that? I do not believe I would say such a thing.
Look, you called me, mister. You made these crazy accusations. I have you on tape claiming you helped spin history. That you helped Hitler in World War II, the same time helping the Allies. I think it's baloney, but my editor sent me out here anyway.
Yes, I believe you are right. I did say those things.
You said you have proof that God exists.
Yes. Yes, I do. If you would step this way.
What the hell is that thing?
Drink in his beauty. Marvel at his intelligence.
Why is he in a tank of water?
Listen to the stories he spins. Believe the truths he tells.
I can't take my eyes off of it.
He is forever nameless to his people, but we call him Wormwood, and we are his prophets.
I can't take my eyes off of it.
Wormwood Prophet Society features stories by Mark Slade, Jason Norton, T. Fox Dunham, K.E. Moore, Phil Thomas, and D.W. Gillespie, with art by Chris L. Burke. This strange and bizarre anthology is published by Rogue Planet Press and can be found on Lulu.com and other outlets that sell books.
Blood Noir is a crime and horror anthology show. Stories about people caught in desperate times and only have one way out.
I'm sure you're wondering why you received this tape from a random stranger. But is it really random? Am I really a stranger? Or are we connected in some way? To a web of lies and deceit? Possibly murder? You see, I hear things, see things. I know everything. To protect myself, I need these stories to be told.
Fred Madison, and you're listening to Conspiracy X. Okay. Just to let you know, through the years, I've done a lot of shows on how governments and secret overlords have been guiding our lives without our knowledge, guiding our lives, controlling them. I have my critics. God bless them all, or God screw them all. You pick. My point is, I have an opinion. I'm not always right. I don't write any of this crap down. I do, however, spend a lot of time thinking about what I'm going to say. I make no apologies. I've had my share of weirdos, flat-out lunatics. I know what you're thinking. I've gotten into this Conspiracy X thing way too much. And you're right. I'm way over my head. My life has been cut into ribbons. No, shreds. I don't come to this job as much as I should. I've been missing meetings, and the big brass here at the station are pissed about that. They told me so. Ratings have dropped because I've missed a few shows this month. My fill-in, Dottie Strum, has done a nice job, but she's not me. The head honchos realize that, so they have given me the death time slot, 2 a.m. What they did not expect when I came back on Monday was my audience came with me. So now... 2 a.m. is now a prime slot for this radio host. So here it is. You've heard me mention this before. WPS. For those of you that have not heard these initials, I do know around the world and on the internet you've seen them appear in graffiti. A few teenagers are wearing it on t-shirts. Even appeared on the album art of the rock and roll band Death Toll. You see, those initials belong to one of the most dangerous secret societies we as human beings have ever encountered. Wormwood Prophets Society. What is it? What are they? Are they a religion? Are they a political faction? The answer to those questions is all the above. That is what makes them so dangerous. You don't have to be afraid of Scientologists. You don't have to be afraid of ISIS. Hell, the Catholic Church is not as dangerous as these people are. The first time I came in contact with WPS was a year or so ago. A man in a black trench coat and black fedora was trying to recruit me. No, I swear to you. I was at a bar, drinking alone, and this creep approaches me. I had an unusual phone call a few weeks ago. Shit. I may as well just play the call. Well, wait. I really don't want to listen to it again. Let me say there was a call to me. I couldn't make out the voice. It was garbled. I actually thought it was a prank call. The number on my phone wasn't numbers at all, but symbols. Two circles, a triangle, a couple of zigzags, and a pentagram. I freaked out, dropped my phone. You have to understand why stuff like this has always freaked me out. While I love The Exorcist, movies like that, anything to do with satanic messages, cults, oh, jeez, where it was brought up, I was always made to be aware the possibility of satanic cults being all around us. My parents were not exactly churchgoers every Sunday. It was more like one Sunday every 2 months. But be that as it may, they hobnobbed with Reverend Highland, and I played with Mary Highland until we were 12. One very cold May morning, I remember it vividly. May is not typically known to be cold. As a matter of fact, all spring was hot as hell in the mid-80s, and that one morning was a chilly 32 degrees. That was the morning they found Mary Highland in the park. She She'd been stabbed multiple times. A pentagram cut into her chest. Then, a few days later, I got the call again. We've got to take a commercial break. I'll be right back after this.
Hello. Are you plagued by pixies? Do fairies fly out of your cupboard every time you go for a snack? Are you being kept awake night after night by banshees? Is a wyvern leaving its footprints in your butter? If the answer to any of these questions is yes, then maybe you should call Sayonara Chupacabra, the pest control for chimerical creatures. This is Ridgely Riggs, owner of Sayonara Chupacabra, and I've been successful in getting rid of all kinds of goblins, werewolves, dragons, and other mythological manifestations for more than 15 years. No job too big or too small. Has your baby been replaced by a changeling? We'll get it back. Has a kraken taken up residence in your bathtub? We'll get him out. How about unicorns? If your car's tires are getting too many mysterious flats, it's probably unicorns. We'll get rid of them. Our friendly and capable service personnel will make sure that your folkloric foes are finalized. Call 1-800-NO-DEMON and talk to me, Ridgely Riggs. Before you know it, you'll be saying, Sayonara, Chupacabra.
Fred Madison, and you're listening to Conspiracy X.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hello? Anyone on the line?
I'm sorry. I can't
hello?
Hear you. Okay, I'm not digging the prank, whoever you are.
Anyone at all?
Yes,
who
hello. Did you call this number?
Who is this? Who is this?
You called me, okay?
I did?
Yes, you called me.
I did call
who are you?
My name is Bill Nelson. Dan! Danny! Turn down the television. Can't you see him on the phone? Dan! Danny! Please, turn down the television. Can't you see him on the phone? Darling, please. Dad! Danny! Turn down the television! Can't you see him on the phone? I'm sorry. My husband is watching a football game.
That's all right. I wasn't aware that football had begun, actually. Beryl, how did you get my number?
A friend, I believe, yes, a friend, told me about you and your situation.
You mean about the box?
Yes, that damned box. She told me you were looking into things.
Well, I'm looking for missing people. What do you know about the box?
I know too much, I'm afraid.
What the hell does that mean?
I know too much. I'm afraid.
I grew up there. Lots of strange things happened in that town.
I'm sorry, Beryl. I didn't hear the first part. Where are you from?
St. Louis. I said that before.
Well, I didn't hear you.
You have the box, I assume?
Yes, we established...
Wait, before you... My father had the box. He found it. All of it. The drawings. The stories. The diaries. All of them.
Beryl, that's what I need to know. Is it the work of fiction?
How can it be?
One person or a group of people working on stories, books?
You have heard of Copper Creek Red?
Yes, everyone in the St. Louis area has heard of the urban legend.
It's not an urban legend.
In 1939, two teenagers were making love in the park off Copper Creek Road. A bright red light appeared in front of them. The light faded away, and, lack of better term, a demon came forth. The boy tried to run, the demon ripped him apart, the girl got away. 3 days later, after an intense search, the boy's body was found behind some rocks in the depleted riverbed.
The boy was my father.
So, the story of the boy dying was just that? A story to scare teenagers from having premarital sex?
No. The story was true. He told the story of how he was deep in the depths of hell. The demon Herod made a deal with him. He would provide the list of people whose souls he wanted. The story was...
I'm sorry. This is so far-fetched. Parts of your story are believable. You almost had me until you brought up Copper Creek.
I'm not lying!
Okay, lady, this prank has gone on too long. I'm gonna hang up
no,
now.
No, please. Please. I have to tell this story. Listen. Danny! Turn that down! Danny, turn that down!
You get off the phone. Running up the bill.
But this is important! You don't care about that. You don't care about me or what's important to me. All you do is go to work, come home, and sit in front of the television watching.
I'm going
things.
To hang up now.
You don't tell me what to do, bitch.
Get your hands off of
you
me!
You don't tell me what to do, bitch.
Get
you don't tell
hands
me what
off
to do,
of me!
Bitch.
Oh my god. I'm calling the police.
Get your hands off of me!
God, I'm gonna call the police. Beryl! I'm calling the police.
Beryl can't come to the phone right now. She's unavailable.
Then the line went dead. I myself, I've never, ever been involved in a domestic dispute. I've never even heard my parents fight, witnessed a couple get into an altercation, got let alone been involved in a murder. I called the police after that happened. They couldn't trace the call. No cell phone records, no phone records of the call. So they kind of treated me as if I was a prank caller. I was so scared they were going to knock on my door, arrest me. But something felt odd about that call. One thing. I Googled Beryl Nelson of St. Louis. She was murdered by her husband, Daniel Nelson, 1973. Blood Noir, Episode 17. The Line Went Dead, featuring Pete Lutz as The Stranger, starring Matt Weller as Madison, Tanya Milojevic as Beryl, Lothar Tuppen as Husband, music by Carpenter's Notch and Audionautix.com, commercial written and performed by Pete Lutz, written and directed by Mark Slade.
Production.